this week's parsha is Parshas Bamidbar. Coming off the heels of Yom Yerushalayim, the Torah over here talks about Klal Yisrael encamping in the Midbar and describes for us how you had the Shekhinah, the Mishkan that was in the middle of the center of the encampments, and then you had all of Klal Yisrael with their dega, with each one with its own flag, its own separate flag, each one positioned in a specific strategic place around the Mishkan. And then one really should ask himself, what's the importance of this? Why is the Torah going, counting, first of all of Klal Yisrael, in singularly counting out the number that each tribe had, and then telling you the global number of each tribe, we call the Mispar Prati and Mispar Kali. And then also, what's the point of these flags? Why is the Torah discussed, even why would the Klal Yisrael feel the need to have these flags and position themselves around the Mishkan? So there's an interesting medrash that tells us that the Goyim were trying to woo Klal Yisrael to become close to them. And the Goyim said to Klal Yisrael, "Bnei Yisrael, if you come and become part of the Goyim, we will make you great." So Medrash says that Klal Yisrael answered and said, "We don't want you, no thank you, we're going to reject your offer, because we have encampments in the Midbar." So what kind of answer is that? What does that mean? What are they proud of? What is Bnei Yisrael proud of that they have these encampments? And what kind of answer is that to the Goyim? So to answer that, we're going to look at another Medrash. And the Medrash says that during Kabbalah's HaTorah at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael looked up and they saw the Malachim were stationed around the Shekhinah in encampments, and Bnei Yisrael were mitaveh, they desired to be in the same way the Malachim were. So what is this about these encampments that Klal Yisrael saw in the Malachim, and what is this answer that Klal Yisrael ultimately gave the non-Jewish people, that we encamp around HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that you don't? So the idea is as follows. What they saw, the Medrash tells us, is that they saw the Malachim standing right next to each other. For instance, they saw the Malach of Michael, which represents Mayim, standing next to Gavriel, which represents Esh. And despite the fact that those two aspects are totally different from each other, opposed, or the antithesis of each other, Mayim, Shelag Mayim versus Esh, Mayim is representative of Chesed, Esh is representation of Din. Those totally two opposite, polar opposites, yet they're able to stand together. Why is that? What they're able to see is based on the Pasuk tells them, says, Oseh Shalom Bim Roma, we say every day, Oseh Shalom Bim Roma, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. That just like the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes Shalom in the upper world by the Malachim, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, he should also make Shalom amongst us in the world here in Olam Hazeh. What does that mean? What does it mean that there's Shalom in the heavens? What it means is as follows, that each Malach are able to stand next to each other because each Malach understands that they have a certain tafkid in this world. They have a job in this world. With all of the kochas that they were given, they have a specific job, and that doesn't hinder, that doesn't affect the other Malach's job. They could be just as happy for the other Malach because they know that I have a tailor-made job, and Gabriel has a tailor-made job, and Michal has a tailor-made job. So why do I have to be, why should I be any jealous of his shlichut, of his job, any if it's no different than mine? Because I have my tailor-made job, and he has his tailor-made job. That's what Shalom is. Shalom means notion of shleimut, of completion. That things are peaceful when everybody feels a sense of wholesomeness, of completeness within their own lives. And that's what Klal Yisrael saw that was going on in Shemayim. So we ask Hashem, Oseh Shalom Bim Romav, just like there's peace in the Meronim, in the higher spheres, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. We should also be able to recognize within ourselves that we have our own tailor-made jobs, and that doesn't have to dampen anything on somebody else. We could just be happy for them because they're fulfilling their tafkid, and I should be happy for myself because I have my unique tafkid. And that's why the Klai Yisrael give a tremendous importance to the Degalim, because the Degel is a representation of the job of each Shevet. For instance, Yehuda had a flag that the Chazal tells of an Aryeh, right? Why? Because he was the king, as the king, the Aryeh, the lion, is the king in the animal kingdom. So Yehuda is a representation of that, and that's why he was in the Mizrach, he was in the east, because that's where the light rises from. And the Melucha is a representation of Or. Malchus is a representation of Or, along with Yisachar is next to Yehuda, because he represents Torah, and Zvulun represents Parnassa. All those things are the Jewish life, is what a Jew has, how the Jew lives, and that's why it's a representation of Mizrach in the Or, because that brings light onto our nation, ultimately connecting us to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. The encampments is referred to as a machol. The pasuk says macholot machanayim, that the encampments were a machol. Machol is a circle, and the Maral tells us in Ber Hagola that a circle has what's the uniqueness of a circle? That all of its points are equidistant from the center, right? And a circle, as it rotates around, each part goes and takes its neighbor's place. And then it continues on and on. It goes surrounding itself, rotating itself in a circle. Each piece goes and substitutes itself for the person who was there prior. And so on and so forth until you come back to the complete circle. And they're all equidistant from the center. The idea being, as the Maral tells us, that every single Jew is chaviv, is special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every single Jew has a unique tailor-made job and is just as important as the next guy. And that's why everybody is equidistant from the middle. And that's what the Malachim represented, and that's what Klai Yisrael wanted to resemble. The idea that we each have our unique opportunity, our each job, have a unique job to fulfill, and it will create a wholesomeness within the cloud as a whole. And this is what B'nai Yisrael were answering the Goyim. That the Goyim was saying, come, we'll make you great. And our answer to them is that we can't be any better. Because when we have shalom, when we have shleimut, when we encamp around the machana, around the shechina, around the mishkan, so we're fulfilling our job, and then we have the greatest jobs in the world. And you can't make us any greater. That's what it means in Mishnayos and Avos. It says, "Kishani latzmi ma'ani." If I'm for myself, what am I? Because if I'm for myself, I'm not living for the cloud. I'm not in that circle. I'm not equidistant with everybody else because I'm not helping the next guy out. I'm not helping the next guy with his position. Our job as Jews is to be able to take our individual kochos that we have and make them part of the cloud, to help the cloud, to help the Jewish nation on the national scale. And that's why in Sefer Bamidbar, the beginning of the parasha, that when we're counted, we're given an individual number, and then we're given the mispar haklali, the general number, because our individualism is only important if we're mishtatef, if we partner ourselves with the klal, with a greater good. And that's the lesson that the Torah, I think, is teaching us. Particularly again after Yom Yerushalayim, where all Klal Yisrael was able to come together in Yerushalayim and celebrate with the galim, with the flags, each part of Klal Yisrael bringing their own kochos, their own uniqueness to Klal Yisrael, and that's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. That you're in the Midbar, but don't think that you're not special. Each Jew has a special job, and that ultimately brings the Shalom in Klal Yisrael.